Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The Prime Minister has revealed the long-awaited wording for the referendum question on an Indigenous voice to Parliament.
A proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve this proposed alteration? That's the question before the Australian people. Nothing more, but nothing less.
Federal Cabinet has signed off this morning. Legislation with the wording is set to be introduced to Parliament next week, with a vote to be held in June. The referendum is expected to take place between October and December. A 52-year-old man has been charged after a man was seriously injured in North Perth. It's alleged the men, who are known to each other, got into an argument in the car park of a Fitzgerald Street pub yesterday afternoon. The victim suffered a wound to his abdomen and remains in hospital. An investigation has been launched after an army helicopter crashed into the ocean off the New South Wales south coast during a routine training exercise. The Defence Department says all 10 personnel on board the aircraft have been rescued, two suffered minor injuries. Authorities are working to determine reports of a possible shark attack off the Pilbara coast. The Department of Primary Industries was alerted just before 7:30 last night to an incident near Delta Island west of Karratha. The extent of any injuries is not yet known. In sport, Australia has claimed top spot in the one-day world rankings after beating India by 21 runs in last night's series decider. And the Sheffield Shield final gets underway today at the Wacker, with defending champions WA to face Victoria. West Aussie skipper Sam Whiteman says it will be a tough contest.
They're a quality team. They've got some really good players. Like I said earlier, we're just going to start again. Last week's irrelevant. Take some confidence from the season we've had, but start fresh.
Play gets underway at 10 o'clock.